needs some more than 15,000 people from across New South Wales were among an estimated 1 million people worldwide who took part in the Shabbat Project this year, with over 90 events hosted by synagogues, organisations, schools and other institutions across the Sydney community. Now, from challah bakes to kids' carnivals and Havdalah services, there was something for people of all ages and all levels of affiliation. Last Friday afternoon, 1,500 people gathered at Bondi Beach for a musical Kabbalah Shabbat service. There was singing, there was dancing and prayers. And Sam Weiss, who was the musical director, described it as an unbelievably special way to bring in Shabbat with such incredible ruach and energy at one of the world's most iconic beaches.
I think it's quite incredible. 1,500 Jews gathered on Bondi Beach for Kabbalah Shabbat to welcome the Shabbat. What did the public say?
The public loved it, Nita. I was there. I was among the crowd, and everyone loved it, from the young to the old. Everyone was together on the sand, and there was a real positive feeling and a great energy in the crowd, seeing the community come together as one to bring in Shabbat. It was an unbelievable event.
And non-Jewish people joined in?
Non-Jewish people were very, very excited to see what was going on. Of course, they were walking their dogs and walking along the promenade, and then stopped to see all the magic that was happening. So it was an educational lesson for non-Jewish members of the community, and it was a fantastic event for everyone.
Evan, there was a royal visit. The Dutch king and queen were in Australia and in Sydney, and they met a Jewish survivor, a Dutch survivor.
That's right. There was a royal occasion at Luna Park earlier this month when 94-year-old Holocaust survivor Harry Fransman and his partner Marilyn enjoyed the thrill of shaking hands with the Dutch king and queen. Now, when Harry Fransman told the king and queen that he survived stints in 5 Nazi concentration camps and escaped death 13 times and served for 3 years in the Dutch armed forces after the war, it left the royal couple wanting to know more. Now, speaking to the Jewish News this week, Harry Fransman said that he spoke to the royal couple in Dutch, and when I said I was both a Holocaust survivor and a Dutch army veteran, the king was more or less amazed. And an hour later, the king approached Fransman's table at the reception and asked him to share more details. He told King Alexander how he was injured under rubble when the Nazis bombed his place of birth, Rotterdam, in 1942, and how his family moved to The Hague when his father's bakery shop was burnt down, how his family was rounded up and separated, and how he survived 3 years in a subcamp of Auschwitz. What an unbelievable story needs a 94-year-old Shoah survivor, Harry Fransman, honoured by the Dutch king and queen at Sydney's Luna Park.
Evan, there is a traditional rivalry between Sydney and Melbourne, but we always joke about it. But the AJN reports on rivalry of a different kind between the Sydney Beit Din and a Victorian shul. Can you tell us about it?
Yeah, Nita, it's our cover story in Melbourne and also on page 3 in Sydney. A war has broken out between the Sydney Beth Din and South Caulfield Hebrew Congregation after the Sydney Beth Din issued a siruv, which is an order banning any rabbi, minister or member of the clergy from leading services at the synagogue. Now, the ruling, which the shul has declared outrageous, is the latest blow in the battle between the synagogue and its rabbi, Yaakov Barber, who claims his position was effectively terminated earlier this year when the synagogue board sought to drastically reduce his duties and his salary. Now, this siruv, this order, states that no rabbi, minister or clergyman is permitted to perform any service for the synagogue, including extracurricular activities other than the teaching of children in cheder. And it says that no board member will be permitted to have an aliyah or be counted to a minyan. And it added, any board member who does not want to be subjected to these orders should resign from the board. Now, the board of South Caulfield Hebrew Congregation said that this order, this siruv, was outrageous, and said that the board noted, aside from synagogue services, the congregation has hundreds of members with spiritual and pastoral needs, which obviously must all be attended to, and that the Beth Din's orders would unduly interfere with the lives of members in circumstances where neither they nor the committee has done anything remotely justifying such orders. Tanita, as you can see, there has been a fight between the Sydney Beth Din and the South Caulfield Hebrew congregation.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News. Evan, Australia's ambassador to Israel, Dave Sharma, visited Australia last week and spoke to the Jewish News.
That's right, Nita. We had a one-on-one exclusive interview with Dave Sharma, and he's just returned back to Tel Aviv feeling inspired after an intensive 10-day trip to Sydney, Melbourne and Canberra that focused on boosting business ties. Now, Dave Sharma described 2016 as a milestone year for Australia-Israel trade and investment and said many significant initiatives, partnerships and programs have aligned together all at once, and we are seeing the results of that now. Sharma said the amount of delegation traffic from Australia to Israel in the last 12 months has been phenomenal. He said we're seeing Israeli companies listed on the ASX, the Australian Stock Exchange, and a lot of Australian firms from right across the spectrum making their way to Israel to either learn from their systems, acquire technology, or develop strategic partnerships. He says it's massively significant. Also in our interview with Dave Sharma, he said that next year is shaping up as a big year for the relationship of Australia and Israel because of the centenary of the Battle of Beersheba, and he says that they expect a very high-level delegation of visiting from Australia with either the Governor General or Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull attending that. And it was a wide-ranging interview with Dave Sharma in this week's edition.
We are talking to Evan Zlatke, senior journalist for the Australian Jewish News. Evan, it was fantastic news for me. One of my most favorite Hollywood star, Goldie Hawn, was in Australia last week.
She was indeed. Hollywood star Goldie Hawn, she was in Australia this week promoting Mind Up, which is an initiative that has given nearly 1 million school children in 9 countries the skills to manage anxiety, depression and stress, while also reducing bullying and combating self-harm. And the Jewish News actually spoke to Goldie Hawn exclusively, and she said that her Judaism was a significant factor in motivating her to launch Mind Up 14 years ago. She says she was raised as a Jew, and I really take great pride in that, adding that she has studied Kabbalah and has also immersed herself in Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, and Islam. Now, Mind Up is being taught in classrooms in the US, Canada, the UK, Serbia, Finland, Jordan, as well as the Hong Kong, Australia, and New Zealand. The acclaimed actress said that the 9/11 attacks first got her thinking that our children are suffering and that the world is upside down. I can tell you, Nita, there were some very excited members of the Jewish community who came out to see Goldie Hawn, who is in Australia.
Evan Zlatkis, senior journalist of the Australian Jewish News, thank you very much and have a great week.